I'm losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I got to, Travis echoes if I'm not like over here paying attention to him talking, so I got to turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Who snatches up in front of you?
No, I expected you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling? Mr. Samoa Joe?
Put the jack in jackassery.
Shopping cart down a hill.
I'll do it.
I see it
I'll
now.
Do it for free.
I see it now. I'll I certainly hope so, because I don't have the money to pay you for it.
Well, I mean, you could slide me a buck.
I mean, I could.
You cheap bastard.
Wow.
It's like SpongeBob meets Mr. Krabs over here.
You get back and forth places.
I have a disability, I would hope. Are you my friend or aren't you?
I don't want to ignore our dozen of fans. That would be terrible.
Our dozen of fans. I like it. We are humble.
It means
but let's make
no worries exact
for
the rest,
of, the rest
days.
Of your days.
Burner barrel.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Let me touch on Renee. Shivani, I get. I'm sorry if Renee was uncomfortable. But I also don't care, and I'll tell you why. I think that Ospreay cutting that promo, I mean, necessary? Fine. But again, is it necessary for Triple H to take a thinly veiled shot on the massive platform that is the Pat McAfee show on ESPN? Not necessary.
No, it's
and
not.
So Will Ospreay has only got one other avenue. If he so desires. Now, here's my hope.
He was only uncomfortable because of that, the shot that he fired. I think he crossed the line. Like I said, I don't like it when you say that about Hunter. I don't like it when I'm a huge-ass mark for Will Ospreay. I don't like it when he says it either. Because there is a body of work that says he's where he is because of his work.
But there's, I don't see that. I don't see that at all. Remember, he only gets in on creative meetings way back in the day because he is.
That's true, but he's done the work.
He only
proved that NXT could be a success in his vision. Vince took NXT over and it flopped miserably.
But WWE wasn't a success up against AEW.
That's fair. That happens.
So what do we define as success? And if we're going based off of you had one good run, and we'll be able to talk years down the road if this is the case. But again, I wonder how much that equity. Why I don't understand at all why that gives him so much equity for so long, and I'll tell you why. Because if that is the case, then we should give a lot more grace to Vince Russo and Eric Bischoff because they had one or two really good ideas that got hot for a while.
He's whether you like what he's because
sure
it's they grossed more money than ever. Cody Rhodes made $1 million on t-shirt sales alone.
Yeah,
if we put the blame on Hunter when it's a bad show, he gets the credit when it's good.
I'm not knocking any.
He has put on a lot of good shows. It's sure. A good product.
But there's always going to be a narrative and people that feel the way I feel. And
look, Will Ospreay. I agree. He was able to be in this position because he got in a relationship with Stephanie mm-hmm. McMahon. I don't think that's why he got in a relationship with Stephanie.
No, I don't either.
But I think that's how he was able to get here. And like I said earlier, she could have fallen for any wrestler. It happened to be Hunter. He's done the work. He's been in the trenches. He's done the work. And it's a good product. Can he hold on to that? I don't know.
We'll find out.
We will find out. I hope he can because wrestling's fantastic.
Absolutely. I don't.
And I hope that they get AEW steering right back in the right direction.
I don't want Triple H to fail. I do not.
I just don't think that's a fair line to say. Because, like I said, whether you're super happy with what he's doing, or not, he's put in the work. Ratings and money and houses are the way wrestling is success. That's the way it's rated.
Yeah.
Well, they had 20,000 people in an arena on Monday.
Absolutely.
Mostly to see Cody Rhodes, but, you know, that's Triple H's guy. Yeah, Vince bought him, but apparently it was more Hunter than Vince. Well, according to Cody at WrestleMania.
Well,
I don't know, but I'm not going to go that far
because it's not like they're going to say Vince McMahon's name.
He can't invite him out there.
Exactly. Because you invite his crony, Bruce Pritchard. Because my estimation, Bruce Pritchard was as close to Vince as you can get, and that's why you invited him out there.
That's fair.
Because in no interview I've watched a lot of these media interviews with Cody. He has not sung the – and I'm not saying that means there are issues. I'm just saying this was the first time I've heard him be like, yeah, brother, love! People have this idea, like our group – I don't want Triple H to fail. Will I call him out when I feel like he screws up? And will I be harder on him than probably necessary because I just flat don't like him? Absolutely, I will. I will.
But I don't think it's smart. I don't think it was a good line.
Oh, it's a great line.
I don't. Well, no, it was a good line because I popped. I just don't think it was a good decision. You can tell on Renee's face that off. And yeah, sure, boo-hoo. You may not care, and oh yeah, boo hoo, but yeah. It's not fucking storyline, so yeah, well, it is a problem.
Well, are
Renee and Will Ospreay going to have an issue now?
Well, hold on.
On TV?
Now I think that's going. I think you're being a little unfair. I'll tell you my point. MJF is well known for unnecessary digs at WWE. For the most part, other than WWE tryhards, nobody bats an eye. Nobody bats an eye, and he will unnecessarily insert. Would you agree with that? He'll unnecessarily insert sometimes WWE digs that are just good little zingers.
This wasn't a WWE dig. This was a personal shot. Like, you're right. Triple H shouldn't have said what he said.
Sure.
And here's the other problem. I had to explain how it tied to Will Ospreay in the chat. How many people had to do that? It was not common knowledge.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
No one knew other than us.
Yeah.
No one in our chat knew that Triple H even made that comment because there's so much going on in WrestleMania.
Sure.
How many other people had to be like, what are you talking about?
All right.
I didn't hear that. What do you mean? So how many people asked that last night that might be tuning into Dynamite for the first time? Where's this coming from? They're not aware of it because AEW is not as big.
I think that's a good point.
While Hunter shouldn't have said that, it was thinly veiled. Ospreay was a direct shot. That's a line you don't cross. That went from business to personal real quick. And like I said, I don't like it when you say it.
Sure.
I don't like it when Ospreay says it either. And you don't put your coworker in a position to feel that way. It's not a shot at the company. It's a shot at her friend. You don't do that. And yeah, you can shrug.
But it doesn't bother me a bit.
But if you're going to say that CM Punk was unprofessional because it's a workplace, because it's a fight, and yes, that's worse than what Will Ospreay did, making people feel uncomfortable in the workplace is unprofessional in 2024.
Yeah, but you're cutting a promo.
And it still made her feel personally uncomfortable. It's not like that was scripted. You could see it in her face. I don't think that line was needed.
But it wasn't. Even if it's not necessarily needed, it's not like it's directed at her. It's unfortunate that she felt uncomfortable, but it wasn't directed or dealt with
at
her.
But that doesn't matter. It wasn't direct. CM Punk's fight was directed at Jack Perry. And, well, yes, a fight is worse than words.
Sure.
If you're going to use the basis of how a workplace should be and say, because that's a wrestling locker room, I don't think that the fight was that big of a deal. CM Punk handled it completely unprofessionally, but I think everybody blew it way out of proportion. And you're going to say you can't make people feel that way. It transfers over to promos.
I got to disagree. I think promos fair game.
No.
Because I think that's a weird branch. I think that's a weird branch to suddenly put in because there's AEW has been no holds barred.
But this
on
isn't a promo battle. This isn't furthering a story. This isn't doing anything.
Again, I think it's an unfair double standard because again, MJF comes to mind. Also, the Acclaimed have they even got suspended at once for crossing lines on promos with the opening rap Max Caster does.
Precisely.
But they've certainly gone far since. You know, that's I think that's an odd line to suddenly start branching out now.
That's how I feel about that comment.
So
everything else is fine.
But you certainly have heard worse on AEW television.
But this is a personal shot at a dude and his wife.
There's been a ton of personal shots on.
They're talking about their work and the workplace and this, that, and the other. That's fine. If it was story, if it was someone in the company, I would not give a shit. It doesn't get you anywhere. Take that out of it and the promo is fine. And I'm sorry if you're going to say how things should be in a workplace in 2024, you have to bring that into conversation.
I don't think it compares to promos, just my opinion.
But a workplace is a workplace. You can make someone feel uncomfortable in the workplace and not mean to. It'd be a total accident.
Sure.
And in 2024, you're getting called to HR. You don't say that. That's crossing a line. I don't recall MJF ever getting super personal with somebody like that.
If a comment directed at somebody else makes somebody else uncomfortable, and you go to HR because you're uncomfortable with the comment that had nothing to do with you, in my opinion, you are too sensitive.
Dude, you are on live television and this person is talking about a very close friend of yours. You're going to feel uncomfortable. Not like the fucking lunchroom.
But be an adult. Be an adult and say, hey, I don't agree with that. Oh, well, I'm standing there. I'm holding the mic. Whatever happened to that in society? I don't agree with that. And we move the hell on.
You shouldn't. That's like giving everybody a free pass to make people uncomfortable just because I didn't mean to. That's not how shit works.
No, it's not a free pass, but it's all kidding aside. It's, oh my God, that might upset Renee, or that might upset Bob, or that might upset.
It's not might. You look at her face. She was embarrassed to be holding the microphone when he said that. You don't do that to the person.
I just don't.
That's hurting the product.
I don't think so. It's a clapback culture. Because the point you make, well, what if someone's tuning in? Yeah, maybe a couple are.
Everything else he said was right, though. He didn't need the jab. Everything else he said was right.
Well,
he didn't. But
everything else on the promo wasn't related to Triple H.
Yes, it was, because he called out the fact that there was a rumor that he wasn't.
Yeah.
And because of what Triple H said. Whether Triple H shouldn't have said it either, but he didn't get personal. Will Ospreay decided to go personal with it. He didn't need that line to get his point across.
It doesn't get the zinger if you don't go there. It doesn't get the sizzle.
It's a bad decision.
It doesn't get the sizzle if you don't bring it. You gotta let it all hang out.
And Travis has a good point. Sure. Usually with MJF, he's in a feud with someone from that company, and so he brings up that stuff. Like I said, it fits into a storyline. Where's your payoff?
Sure.
For talking shit to Triple H. Where is it? Nowhere.
Well, did you have an issue with Cody Rhodes breaking the throne?
No.
Why? There's no payoff.
There is now.
It wasn't then.
No, that's fair.
But
he didn't need the zinger. He didn't. He didn't need to come out there.
My actual complaint of this is these new promos are, why are you cutting promos where you're not looking at the audience? Go down, do the old WCW shot, which is...
Get in the ring?
Yeah, do the old WCW shot, get in the ring, or sometimes it would be at the end of the ramp. Like, who are you talking to?
This is another one, I agreed with the Tony thing. This is like a podcast where you explain.
You know, I thought again because Will Ospreay doesn't have the platform. Yeah, I don't think you need to do that. I'm not saying it's a necessity. I don't have any issues with it. Again, maybe I'm just a little too old school.
I'm not yelling at Ospreay.
I mean, you're awful hot, bro.
I don't agree with how he made his coworker feel. Sure. Well, and I do agree that maybe Renee's not going to go to HR about it. Renee's going to be like, dude, what the fuck? But I'm trying to put it into a perspective that you put into perspective with CM Punk
sure.
and the work rules in 2024.
And
whether you agree with it or not, my statement is not wrong. You can get inadvertently in trouble sure. from someone over here if I can.
Sure.
If I say the F word and someone across the room is offended by it, I'm in trouble.
Sure.
That is no different than when you're on live TV and you're cutting a promo and a coworker is holding a microphone. That's no different.
I agree that you can get in trouble. Do I think you should get in trouble? No. Get a little thicker skin.
I don't either, but that is the reality that we are in. And so, I don't think that you create a good bridge and relationship with your best Renee is.
Well,
best interviewer that I and you need that rapport with your wrestling interviewers. The better you know each other, the more you get along, the better it is. But for example, JR and Stone Cold Steve Austin, sure. JR and Triple H, JR and Mick Foley. It was because of their past relationship that made all of that work, right? They tried it with Kenny. They don't have a decade-long relationship, and it didn't work. Relationships are everything, especially when you're talking to some when it's just you and another person, and it's all on you guys. She has to be able to do her job, too.
Again, I hear you on the no payoff of you can't pay off with Triple H because obviously he works for
WWE. Like I said, I popped when he said it. I texted you right away. Sure.
Because you knew I love it.
If I'm going to, you know, at times chastise you for saying sure. it, I have to chastise Will Ospreay. And I have, and as much of a mark as I am for that man,
yeah.
I have to look at the whole picture. You're because we also look at the whole picture with CM Punk.
Sure.
That was like the punch in the crack that Cody started. And it hasn't improved since. I think we're allowed to look back and say that, yes, that probably is true. And I just don't say what you have to say. I just don't think that line was needed to get your point.
All right.
Because he already told me his grind. And I know, and I'll be honest, I know I've been watching wrestling a long time. I know Triple H's grind too. It wasn't all fucking roses. It would, and no one's wrestling career is roses all the time. Yeah, so I'm not over here, playing the world's smallest violin for Hunter. But I'm just like,
I hear you.
And this is why I think Hunter's was out of line. Everybody has a different view of what the grind is for them. And like I said in the chat, which is why I think it would have been better served to go on an outside podcast and bring this up with his issue with Hunter. Because he could have explained it fully. Because apparently no one other than AEW fans listened to Chris's podcast either. Because that's where he was asked, why did you choose here instead of WWE? And he said, money.
But I mean,
and schedule. I don't have to. And when those two things get pulled out, and Hunter doesn't listen to Talk Is Jericho, so Hunter just hears that through the grapevine.
And you see that,
and you don't get the full because my wife is a widower, and I have to worry about my stepson and my wife, and I don't want to pull her away sure. from her family, the only family that she has, and move her across the country. Well, that's a different conversation. I think that would have gotten his point across better than that promo last.
Well,
and yes, damn it, he already said it. Talk is as much as I love Talk Is Jericho, it's not ESPN. It's not Sports Illustrated. It's not getting to the people that don't already know. And if you want to get that out there and you want to say your piece, it's probably best to go somewhere that those people are going to tune into.
Well, I think
Sports Illustrated is a thing. is a thing that, you know, works with Tony right now. He could have gone on Sports Illustrated.
I think Ospreay was looking for a clapback Zane, and
he was. And, you know, it is that's, what it is. But like I said, if I'm going to bitch at you, I'm going to bitch at him. I don't think it was a good idea.
Yeah, you're entitled and to it. I think
Travis is right. Hunter probably popped too.
He said that breaking a throne and mocking someone on how he got his job and his family is not the same at all. Yeah, I hear you. But again, there is no payoff to that.
At that point, yeah, you're right. And
there is no payoff. And how, it's not like AEW. I know they were in a store Ori together, but it's not like Jake Roberts wasn't pretty derogatory with Brandi Rhodes. It's not like people haven't said this line to Triple H. It's not like everyone hasn't thought it at some point or another. It's not like he hasn't thought it himself, because he even brought it up to The Undertaker.
But look, I just think it's short-sighted on what Hunter has been able to do. He even has a locker room that doesn't yell at each other. He has a locker room that CM Punk is happy. Now, that's for now, because he was happy at the beginning of AEW, but I don't even know if he was this happy. He just seems and cool.
Yeah, that's
I'll
great.
Take a happy CM that's Punk. Great. I like a happy CM Punk.
I personally.
And you know who brought that out of him? It was Drew.
I personally.
Drew McIntyre made CM Punk realize, oh, yeah, this is fun. So thanks, Drew.
You know, I like the clapback kind of zinger deal. It isn't even just about a guy that I personally dislike in Triple H. Well, not personally. Like, I just, from my outset of how I view him, I dislike him. I don't know him. I feel that way when they come up with a good Vince zinger. And some point they will.
Probably.
Especially once the lawsuit settles.
Didn't they all, no, wait, that was Diddy.
Yeah, like, you know, I think that they will. And it's like, well, cool, got him. You know?
Look, I don't mind the zingers. It's the zinger that he said. I don't think to really get where Ospreay is coming from, 5 minutes on TV isn't enough.
Well, I don't understand why they're doing these promos right now. Anyway,
the rah-rahs?
Number one, I think the shot is so stupid, it's ridiculous.
That's fair.
You're pointed at the stage. The promos to the audience, what are you doing? Because Willow Nightingale had one too. You know what I'm talking about? The ones where they get up there all of a sudden. This just started in the last couple weeks. Your promos to your audience, plus the audience at home, but that's why you have a camera in the ring. Or again, you could do the old school WCW, because in the mid-90s, they'd have Flair come down a lot and be at the end of the ramp. You can probably picture Gene and Flair right now.
Yeah, I remember that.
But it was still so Flair speaking to your audience. Literally, Ospreay and Willow Nightingale are having to turn around at various points.
I didn't know how much I wanted Will Ospreay getting saved by Willow. That was weird.
Yeah, that was kind of strange.
I like it, though. I like it.
Look, I get why people don't like the zinger, but I just don't think, and maybe I'm wrong, I think the majority who dislike the zinger or dislike the footage being shown to a point of they think it's WCW 2000 or 2001, the few months they're open, I think if WWE does something similar, it's cool.
For me, I'm just trying to be fair.
I know, but I'm saying for the majority,
yeah.
I really believe that if WWE has some sort of, oh my God, got him moment, they'd be, whoa, cooked. He flat cooked.
Here's the other thing. Yeah, it was a zinger. What did you just say? Triple H thought it once. Everybody said it to Triple H at one point or another. Sure. It's not like it's not a lasting zinger.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm surprised why you're so queasy about it. I'm
queasy about it because in the way of how companies work, and I don't think you say that in front of anyone.
It wasn't that long ago in WWE when Samoa Joe came out and told Jeff Hardy, keep your mouth shut and pretend like it's AAA when I'm speaking to the group. I mean, that's tough right there when you're talking about the guy's real-life personal demons.
And more than likely, he said, I'm going to come for your throat. Because when they come for the throat like that, there had already been a conversation prior. Or you get what CM Punk and Adam Page had.
I don't know if Jeff Hardy's going to step up Samoa Joe.
but look, like, that's why, and I think that's why the promo, it's not black and white. Neither one of us are right, because if there's a conversation, it's free reign, bud. But if there's not, I need to know.
I've
chastised CM Punk a lot on this podcast, and you know, he said that they worked out everything that they were just going to talk about beforehand. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know. I wasn't there. But if they did, then Adam Page was wrong.
Sure.
Especially
empty-headed dumb.
Especially if, you know, the crowd's loud, you're trying to think, you were already planning on saying what you were talking about, now this comes out of left field, it makes everybody's job harder. And I'm not trying to defend a whole lot or chastise a whole lot. I just have to be consistent.
Sure.
And I just don't think you put
your
best foot forward with Renee Paquette doing that.
I'm not upset whether she
was really offended or not, but the look on her face said, God damn it, I'm friends with him, you asshole. Like, I don't even think she was offended, but the look on her face was like, fucking asshole, I'm friends with him. And it's the wrestling business, so whether you say anything or not, if you're involved, you get a black mark on you. So she's got to call Hunter and apologize, probably, because they're friends.
Well, let me tell you something. If Hunter is upset at her...
He's probably not upset at her. I'm just saying, it's like, you feel bad. Now you're like, fuck, is he mad at me? And you could have that... All this can be in a person's head. Not just Renee, but, oh, fuck, that's my friend. I got to make sure he's okay. I got to see if he's upset. What's going on? Like, you could see that going through a human brain.
Sure.
I don't know.
I feel like...
And like I said, I popped when he said it because it was funny.
You know, but
looking at it from, you know, a different point of view, maybe a podcast was better.
Because, like I said, if
you're trying to maintain the audience, I don't think you go that route on Dynamite because obviously the wrestling world didn't listen to that episode of Talk is Jericho like I did because no one had any idea. Because if you didn't listen to that, that could have been anybody that Triple H was talking about. But when you listen to Jericho's podcast and he lists the reasons very professionally, which is why I understand why Will Ospreay was pissed, because he very professionally described for himself why he chose AEW. Very professionally, didn't mention any dollar numbers, just said the money was better to not move my family over here. And I don't want to take my wife away from her family. That's all they have. That's not fair to her. That's not fair to my stepson. That would have been better served on a larger platform like Sports Illustrated, because only the diehards like me know he even said it. Because it was a blanket question by Pat, just free agency in general.
Well, the diehards, like most people that watch AEW, would be in the know on that.
Exactly.
That's the audience, but the
idea of the footage was to bring people in. You're getting all this inside the NBA stuff that the people that don't normally watch the product don't understand. So the people that don't watch the product are now, and don't listen to any AEW podcasts, are now mad at Will Ospreay because they have no frame of reference from what's going on. Because even if they heard what Triple H said, I've listened to it a few times. If you don't know what Ospreay said, that could be about any type of free agency. Really could. You have to specifically know what Will Ospreay said. And was it taken out of context and given to Triple H in a certain way? Sure it was. It's how pro wrestling media works, brother. God damn it. It's gross.
Not that Pat is really pro wrestling media, but...
No, I mean the story. Yeah. If he's even aware
My bad.
Yeah, well, I didn't explain it very well. If Hunter was even aware that... Ospreay said that on Jericho's podcast, he would have had to been told. Because I'm sorry, I find it hard to believe that Triple H, that is acquaintances with Chris, I would never call them good friends, but they're friendly, they've made
kind of
handshakes, they're cool. I don't think he listens to Talk as Jericho. So what Ospreay said got twisted and turned and only cut into snippets and got fed to Triple H, and he made a comment. Pat McAfee broadly asked about free agency. that was his answer. But if you're trying to reach a broader audience and keep your audience, Ospreay's promo wasn't it, because the only people that know are the audience that are already there.
Well, we got to move along. My final thought on it is this. My final thought on it is this. I think, and I think you make good points, I really do. But I also think that your comments on Renee would feel a little different if it wasn't. It would feel a little different if it wasn't Renee. What I mean by that is, this is a gal that had Vince McMahon screaming in her ear for years. Not her first county fair when it comes to me. Let me state this, because under the current context events, it has to be said, I think. I don't mean in a I was harassed or sexually exploited sort of way. I mean everyone that ever knows anything about Vince and producing TV, he fucking screams in your ear.
Yeah, and he almost made her cry live on air. So that tells you that stuff does affect Renee.
My point is it's probably a banana, a banana split compared to the rocky road that she's had to endure when, we all know the Tyson Fury story.
I just don't.
You fucking ruined it.
And you know what? If we're going to say how important facial expressions matter when you're trying to tell a story, Shivani and Renee's facial expressions tell you everything about those segments. I'm sorry, they do.
Sure, all right.
I don't know. I can't say for sure. And this is before I was on any wrestling Twitter. I saw Tony's face when they're about to throw to this, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Tony Schiavone's he's fucking company man, sure, he said he wants to move the fuck on, but Tony said, sure thing, boss. He's down. You need something done, and Tony Schiavone, you call him, because he's down for whatever. He has proven it everywhere he goes in the professional wrestling industry. He proved it in baseball. He is down for whatever. And when you see that look on his face, oh, man, it's not good. It's not good. It's not, knife in AEW or anything, but it's not good.
Sometimes as a leader, you're gonna make a decision if you're the chef, you're gonna make a decision that the rest of the cooks may disagree with.
But I will tell you one thing that did come from this before we finally move on from Dynamite, because for fuck's sakes. When was the last time I kind of chastised AEW? And I don't even want to say chastise, but had negative things to say. Normally, I love what they do. It didn't feel it last night, okay. But that's fine. But that video did do one thing. Did you hear that scapegoat shirt sold the fuck out?
Yep. There you go.
There we go. Now, sure. will it transition to ratings next week? I don't know.
And I'm sure.
But you know what?
Some of those profits.
Jack Perry made money, even though the entire wrestling world said he was going to look like a piece of shit and a pansy, and this was going to affect his entire career going forward. This is going to follow him everywhere. And I am not signaling out any podcast, because everyone I listened to today said this. Really? Because he just sold out all his shirts. If true, it's pro wrestling, but I would find it hard to believe that a t-shirt company would... No, it's a company. They would probably lie. So, allegedly, he sold stuff out, so some good came from this. Well, Jack Perry might have made some money.
And Jack Perry is going to be hella hot as a heel whenever he comes in AEW.
Because everyone's still mad that CM Punk's not there. Can I ask the AEW fans, can we not chant, he's not there anymore? It's not like when he was gone, and he was getting chanted for everywhere, and he wasn't in wrestling at all, because we were trying to chant for, dude, come back, please. Please, come back, please. We are fully aware that it's going to be a while before he comes to AEW. Let's be on the team and not chant for CM Punk at shows. So I heard a dude call in today. He was like, I was so glad. It's like, why are you so glad to chant CM Punk at an AEW show? Because you love CM Punk that much?
I would do it.
Cool, man. You're not helping.
No, I mean, you pay your ticket.
That's fine. I'm just saying you're not helping.
What do you say we talk WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Because, boy, you had a lot there. You okay?
I was busy today. I had a lot of time to think about last night.
Let's bring that heart rate down.
I had a whole lot of time to think about how I felt. I had got to sleep on it. I got to eat it, digest it. Crazy, man.
Yep, hear you.
All right. I'm losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I gotta. Travis echoes if I'm not like over here paying attention to him talking, so I gotta turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Who matches up in front of you?
No, I expected you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling?
Yeah.
Mr. Samoa Joe?
Put the jack in jackassery.
Shopping cart down a hill.
I'll do it.
I see it
now. I'll do it for free.
I see it now. I certainly hope so, because I don't have the money to pay you for it.
Well, I mean, you could slide me a buck.
I could.
You cheap bastard.
Wow.
It's like SpongeBob meets Mr. Krabs over
help
here.
You get back and forth places.
I have a disability, I would hope. Are you my friend or aren't you?
I don't want to ignore our dozen of fans. That would be terrible.
Our dozen of fans. I like it. We are humble,
but let's make
no worries
exact
for
the rest
of your days.
Burner barrel.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.